Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Linda Edelman, and she's a registered nurse and she's with Public Health. And it is getting ready for flu time, Linda.
It is, LaVon. We would like everybody to know that we are having some public clinics here in Cass County coming up. We've got three in Atlantic here, and then we also go to Anita at the Wellness Center, into Messina at the medical clinic, and also into Griswold at the medical clinic.
So that's one of the good things, I think, Linda, with public health, is you get out and do these at the various clinics. So people have a choice of date and place that will work best for them. And we're in a minute going to talk about why it's so important to get that flu shot. But let's just kind of run down specifically the places and dates for those clinics.
Okay, first of all, we will be at the Anita Health and Wellness Center on Monday, October 19th. We'll be there from 9 o'clock till noon. We will be at Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic on Tuesday, October 20th from 2:30 to 5 p.m. We will then be at the Methodist Church here in Atlantic on Monday, October 26th, and that will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then we will be going to Messina Medical Clinic on Wednesday, October 28th, from 9 till 11 a.m., and then over to the Griswold Medical Clinic that same day from 12:30 to 2:30. Then we also will end up having one last public clinic at our office here at Unity Point at Home Public Health Office. We are located at 1408 East 10th Street. That will be on Thursday, October 29th from 3 o'clock till 5 p.m.
Okay, so Linda, starting next week, there's a clinic almost sometime during the week and several times during the week, actually, until the end of the month. And Linda, you know, I'm thinking I didn't used to get my flu shot this early. Maybe I was doing something wrong. Why is it important to get that flu shot now?
Well, it's very important to get your flu shot as soon as they come out. The flu season runs from October till about February. So even if you don't get it early, you know, in October, it's still important to go ahead and get it because it does run for several months. So if you missed it early, just still go in and get it at your provider.
And if I get it now, it's still going to protect me through the season through February?
It does. And that's kind of why you don't want to get it too early, because it does run, you know, through February. So you just want to get it sometime. If you don't get it now, get it sometime.
Okay, so be sure to do that. Now, Linda, there are, as I understand, like three different options we have for the kind of flu vaccine that we get, three different kinds or ways. Can you review those for us?
Yeah, correct. We have the regular flu injection, which the flu vaccine injection, which is for anybody two and above. But we do offer the high dose, which is for, you have to be 65 years and older to get that. And it's just kind of a boost, a little higher dose boost. And then also we do offer the mist. Now you do have to be between the ages of 2 and 49 to get the mist. So those are the three. The mist is a nasal mist.
Okay. I'm thinking that maybe for kids that's easier. I'm not sure. Kind of asking your opinion about that. And then there are some people who just hate shots. So if you're under 49, that's an option?
That is correct. And you're right. Everybody has their personal opinions as to, you know, what children should get. But we do go into the schools and we give the mist to the children, the younger children. And you're right, it is a little easier to give those that to them. But you will hear different parents and different doctors say that they don't want their children to get the mist. The mist is a live vaccine versus the shot that is not. And so there are some, that it's a personal preference.
Okay. Good to know. Now, you mentioned you're doing this in schools. I'm assuming that parents have the opportunity to say they don't want their children to get this, but gosh, children are in a very public place and come home. But that's a whole nother kind of discussion. But you will be going to the schools in all in around the county to offer that?
We do. We actually just got the date set up. We will be into the schools the last week of October and the first week of November. giving the vaccine. And we have sent home, each of the schools in Cass County have sent home consent forms and information about it. We haven't had very many responses yet, a lower number this year. However, part of that is because of the way that we can bill. We are only able to bill to the Medicaid for the children. Otherwise, they have to pay privately. But we do offer it. It's just a matter of what the payment might be.
Now, are there insurance companies? Let's say if I have to pay privately and I have an insurance company, are there some insurance companies then, if they receive that bill, will pay the person?
Yes, that is correct. Some insurances pay for vaccines, some do not. So you just have to call your insurance or know what they do. And yes, if we were to give the shot and you have private insurance, you can ask us for a bill and you can submit it to your insurance. Unity Point at Home, Cass County Public Health, just does not have the ability to bill private insurances.
Now, we've mentioned Medicaid several times. What about Medicare? If you have Medicare, will that pay?
Yes, for our public clinics, the way that we will be doing that is that, like I said before, Unity Point does not have the ability to bill private insurances. So if you would come to one of our public clinics, we can bill if you have Medicare Part B. So you need to bring your Medicare card, so we have the number. And also if you have Medicaid. Now, you can still come to the clinics, but you would have to pay privately. And then if you would like to, you can get reimbursed from your insurance company.
Okay, so kind of check that out. Be sure to bring your cards with you if you have a question about that. And it is Part B for Medicare and then, of course, Medicaid. And I think if you have one of those, hopefully you will know that. Now, Linda, I mentioned, kids in school, that's a really public place. And people, as we're in public places, we get exposed more. How do we get exposed? How is flu carried from one person to another?
Well, it's spread mainly by coughing and sneezing, that type of thing. And as we come into the winter months and it gets cooler, there's more indoor activities. And so the chance of spread of any, communicable disease is high. So that's why we get a higher, number of flu in the fall like this, because people are starting to do indoor activities. But yes, the coughing and sneezing is one of the best, or the biggest ways it's spread.
Yeah, and I know I have read, Linda, how far if you cough or sneeze, how far that can carry. So you don't want to be in the way of that for sure. And there are a couple of other things we could do, I think, to help prevent ourselves getting the flu and prevent the spread of flu. You have some other advice for prevention?
Well, yeah, one of the biggest things is if you're sick and you have a cough, you need to stay home from work or school. It is so very important to do that, and I know that we're all guilty of not doing that because we think we have to go to work, but that is one of the biggest problems that we have, is that people try to go to work and school while they're still sick. Mm-hmm. And of course, then the other thing would be just making sure you keep good hygiene, washing hands even more often than you normally do, but wash your hands many, many times a day with soap and water. Get lots of sleep.
Yeah, all those good things to help keep us healthy. And when you're saying wash your hands, it just reminds me that don't touch your face, your nose, your eyes. Somehow that carries more, and that's such a habit for a lot of us, to play with our hair or, itch our nose, whatever. As much as possible, I think that's true, Linda. Keep your hands away from your face.
Well, yes, and, just the common things that we always talk about, don't share, cooking utensils or glasses, that type of thing, drinking glasses. But also, and sometimes people don't think about this, it's one thing that I do at my house, is change the towels in your bathroom and in the sink, the hand towels. Change those very frequently. Even as much as once a day or twice a day if you've got somebody sick in your home. One way to, help cut back on the spread.
Right. Yeah, let's not spread it around any more than we have to. But of course, we're talking about getting those flu shots to help keep us healthy and prevent getting the flu. And I think, Linda, perhaps you can still get some kinds of flu, but as I understand, it will be at a lower level if you've had your flu shot. And then there's some kinds you know, that stomach flu, it doesn't cover that.
Right, exactly. Doesn't really cover the stomach flu. And each year, the flu vaccine is made and produced to attack different strains of flu. So there is still a chance that you could, even if you did get your flu vaccine, that you could still get one of the other strains, because they don't, it doesn't cover everything. And some people just like any vaccine, don't get fully immunized. And so that's when people say, well, I got my flu shot. How come I got the flu? Yeah, well, it's because there's just different variables there.
Okay, lots of things to consider, but the one bottom line is get your flu shot. And Linda, let's give those dates on this coming up week.
Okay, Monday, October 19th, we'll be at the Anita Health and Wellness Center from 9 a.m. to noon. And on Tuesday, October 20th, we'll be at Rex Pharmacy from 2:30 to 5 p.m.
And I know you'll have the news out there to remind people of those other dates. Thank you so much, Linda Edelman, who's a nurse with Public Health, registered nurse with Unity Point Public Health. Until next time, here's a thought, and you can call this number, by the way, 243-7551. That's Unity Point at home. But think about this. Today will never happen again, so make the most of it.